KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Hillcrest police are investigating cases of murder and house robbery after a homeowner was shot and killed. The 31-year-old man and his partner were at home last night when three armed men broke into the house on Moyeni Drive. Police say cell phones and household appliances were taken. It's the third fatal home invasion in eThekwini this month. 2 weeks ago, a Pine Town father of two was killed by intruders. A few days before, a Chatsworth man was shot dead and his uncle seriously hurt during an attack in their home. Ensure Securities' Carl van Rienen says they've been seeing a slight increase recently in crimes of this nature in the greater Durban area.
It's not so much to say that it's been a large increase. The crime has continued to exist. I think to start with, we're seeing a lot more reporting and a lot more of the public becoming aware of incidents that are occurring. This time of year, traditionally from sort of the end of the year going into the new year, we do see a rise in crime.
And he's urged residents to remain alert and report any suspicious activity and people in their local crime watch groups.
Reporting genuine suspicious incidents and people to your local neighbourhood watch, your CPF and your police, always adds an extra layer to your security. We have the luxury these days of WhatsApp and other apps where we are able to network and sort of close our circle.
The Institute of Race Relations says it's sent a letter of demand to Labour Minister Nomakhosazana Meth, asking her to withdraw the latest 4.2% national minimum wage hike. It says it's invalid. Spokesperson Gabriel Kraus says the Act requires that all ministerial regulations must first be proposed in draft form to give the public 21 days to comment.
But the minister just ignored that part of the law, violated it, and went ahead hiking the minimum wage irrationally in a manner that's likely to destroy even more jobs without even allowing the 21 days of public comment. That's against the law, and as a result, the minister must withdraw her invalid notice, and if she doesn't, IRR Legal has threatened to take it to court.
The increase is due to kick in on the 1st of March. Transnet says the equipment upgrade at the Durban Container Terminal will play a significant role in reducing carbon emissions. The logistics entity unveiled new pieces of equipment, including 20 straddle carriers yesterday. Dean Moodley, a chief engineer at Transnet, says the 3.4 billion rand investment is part of the company's plans to improve operational efficiency at the port.
It actually reduces the burning of fuels. It depends more on stored energy, so it has a larger capacity bank in terms of capacitor banks. So it stores the energy and it utilizes electrical energy to drive the entire operations of the machine. So the less fuel burning, the better for the environment, and also in terms of the cost to maintain and also to run a machine in this fashion.
And another brief update's been given on the health of Pope Francis as he recovers from lung issues. The Vatican says similar to the past few days, the night went peacefully and the 88-year-old pontiff is now resting. He was admitted to hospital in Rome 2 weeks ago. Durban and Richards Bay 24 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 21. The top story, police in Hillcrest are investigating cases of murder and house robbery after a homeowner was shot and killed last night. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.